Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Registration is now open for the 68th Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Convention and Trade Show. This two-day event has a great lineup of educational speakers and workshops, and of course, policymaking opportunities during the committee meetings and the OCA General Business Meeting. This year's event will take place on July 24th and 25th at the Marriott Tulsa Hotel in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Pre-registration is encouraged, and you can get signed up by going to okcattlemen.org. Don't miss the 68th Annual OCA Convention and Trade Show, July 24th and 25th in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Well, activity in the cash cattle market remained sluggish with limited bids and asking prices here early in the week. Although the recent trend of cash cattle trading early in the week could give hope of at least light trade trickling into the market today, the higher average cash cattle price last week and Monday's price summaries of the previous week will likely add resolve to asking prices once they develop over the next couple of days. The five area weekly average landed at about $95.98, $1.11 above the previous week, and could spark some underlying support going into the last half of July. Buyer support in nearby hog futures trade yesterday created follow-through buyer interest across the entire complex. This pushed prices above $50 threshold that's been such a challenge to break over the past few weeks. There was aggressive buyer support in August futures yesterday as traders continue to focus on working through the current supplies and steadily move product despite the uncertainty of active China demand. On the grains, the wheat market's higher at all three exchanges after some two-sided trade early last night. The impressive rallies witnessed last week were very clearly tied to the surprise purchases of U.S. wheat by China, although four or five cargoes in a one-off purchase won't be enough to sustain higher prices. If China makes it a habit of buying U.S. wheat in the coming weeks, it could be a different story. Traders will be watching daily sales announcements from the USDA rather closely in coming sessions. Corn prices are steady to slightly easier overnight, falling to sport any traction following yesterday's negative session. Technicians are pointing to the gap left on daily charts in December corn between 342 and 343 and three quarters, which should be a target on any recovery attempt. The soy complex is higher across the board overnight after shaking some early losses at the evening open. Monday was a particularly brutal session for soybeans, with the November contract showing 20-cent losses at the lows before recovering slightly into the close. We're going to check futures in a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
Well, August live cattle down 35 cents yesterday, 99.65. October down 37, 104.20. August feeder cattle up 130, 137.05. September up 75 at 138.07. August hogs up 140, 51.27. Kansas City wheat, September down 3 cents, 449. December down 3.5, 460 and 3 quarters. Chicago wheat, September down 9 and a quarter, 524 and 3 quarters. December down 7 and 3 quarters at 531 and a quarter. September corn's down 8.5, 328 and 3 quarters. December is down 8 and a quarter, 336 and a half. August soybeans down 13 and a quarter, 874. And September down 14 cents, 871 and a half. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.